Tilna Torah in Pasuk Kedoshim. Let's take you to Pasuk Shechem, or Pasuk or Pasuk Kenecho. A person cannot destroy his chayis and his sign from on his face and sign his beard. Now first, the Taich words, before we get to Valocha, what the word Loisakifu mean. So first of all, Rashi and the Pasuk, and the Pasuk down the carbon from the carbon iron, the word Sakifu means to surround, not surround your face, from your payas. Another way to understand that the Malkim understands, you understand you should not cut off the payas. Another Malkim coming down to be mashkas, to destroy it. Fourth Malkim not to even out. Look at the payas kalocha, he has bring down the support of Malkim, the safe on 300 pages on payas. First he touches the words, Loisakifu, he brings down different Rishonim, listen, Rishonim brings down what the word Sakifu means. Either means surround, remove, destroy, or even out. Ayinshom. Taich words. Taich words, what the words mean. Posh taich. From the Malzum, and from the Korban Aron, from Rishonim, the Radak, and others. What taich words are. It's four different Malkum. Now, Aloch is a commandal difference. Aloch, I don't think there's a enough Kamino. That's just taich and Sakifu. What they have, Machlok, what does the word Peah mean? Also, what's the taich with the word Peah? The Gmon, and the Chof and Beah, the Gmon says, what Peah, Seif Roish. The end of your head. Now, end of which head of what part? So also there's a different machlok we showing them in Pesachim, what does that mean? What malach how the back being down the carbon iron when mizrach in the pasuk means you have a hairline all the way around and it's a circle naturally, except what's blocking it is your payas are blocking it. Now, in fact, the back of the carbon iron, the mice is not true, you don't have a circle. The back is, you have a here over here and there's no circle there. So the way how the back explains the carbon iron is that where you put your tefillin on top of the bone of the mokma area for the occipital bone over there, anything below that is considered your neck. And the here really stops by that where your occipital bone is. Anything below that is part of your neck, it's not the here of your head. So here your head is a natural circle if you go on top of that bone in the back. The only thing it's blocking is your payas. So you have, what's the payas? Payas means the end of your head, your hairline. Your hairline, you have a natural circle. The back doesn't count because that's your neck, it's not your head. And the only thing that's blocking it is the mice is blocking your payas. That's the way how the Bach Korban Aron Mizrach understands it. It's one malach. The Ritzah, the base that brings down, the Ritzah on the Segil, he understands, means certain surround your head, but only means half the head. The front of your head he calls like a brooch, like a headband. A headband has half of it. So he's not surrounding the head, means this front. The back of the body is on a circle. So the way the Ritzah understands it is you're having half the head being a circle. But the kibbutz do not surround your head, that means the whole entire. It means like the words are like a brooch, kaviyachol, what's the word? But that's basically like half the head. That's the second malach and what means pay at the end. It means the hairline, but not the whole body. Hairline means half of it. A third malach on the Ra'al Mapasik, and that's what seems to be the Ravon and the Sugi by us, is that means the pay means the end of your head is this is the end of your head. Not the hairline is the end of your head, the pay is the end of your head. And if we're not destroy the pay, the pay is. The Gemara says Peah Seif HaRosh. What means Seif HaRosh? Where? At the end of your head. Does it mean the hairline all the way around, or hairline half, or this is the end of your head? Your head is one section, the second. This is the head. They come out the same thing. The Taitra is saying the end of what? End of what? End of your whole head, your half your head, or just this is the end of your head. This is one chelik, this is the second chelik, and this is just the end of it. It's connected to two chalokim. But this is the end. This we don't care about. That's the first thing in the title. Gimla locha, not much. I don't think anything even. That's the first title. The end of what? Those are the three optional words of the word end mean. Fine. So that's again first title. Now what we're going to try to go through is six steps of challenges again. The payas, no left a locha what to do. One question is how high is the payas. Second question is how low is the payas. Third question, how far out do you have to make your boots? So the fourth challenge is how far in, back to your ear. A fifth challenge is how many hears you can call up to even answer. A sixth challenge is how long it has to be. How long? Those are the six challenges that have to be answered. Step by step. First challenge, how many hears? So, I don't know if it's on the machlokes between the smag versus the Rambam. The Rambam's gear, so we have the Fanenu. It says, once you leave over 40 hears, so you're not even answer. Or some of the gears are 4 hears. Leave over 4 hears or 40 hears, you're not even answer. It's motor, no problem. My sense is motor. Now, we get 40 or 4, Shamong Nachoinim, the Psalm Savior says 40 is the Aporim, 4 is the Reisba. But the Maestro is the Gedder, so someone says the whole thing is the Reisba. My colleagues don't want the Reisba, but the Ramashit is, you leave a 4 or 40, the Maestro is Mutter. After that, Shani comes among the Smag, Mutter Tefto. The Smag says how much? Any two words, the kolofi oivin is the raisa. Any two words, the oivin is the raisa. To come again, we have two different cheetahs. How many years to be oivin is there? Is it two, or you leave over 40? I said, machloikis. The halacha comes out clear. You look in the machaber, he writes in Tiftes. The machaber writes, kol reicha, the whole entire width that you touch your oivin is there. The machaber, the placing down, the chokhazodim, the kitzer. He writes, v'chol reichav mokam zeh lo tigabah, the whole entire width don't touch. What do you come to say, v'chol mokam zeh lo tigabah? Come lafuki v'dasi Rambam. Again, the dasi Rambam is even 4 or 40. Come look, the Mechabim says, the whole entire mokam don't touch. That's clear, the polishkim again, the chavotad, and the kitzim, and the shabura, the right filly. Chol mokam reichav lo tigabah. Why? Because any two hears, you're even nisr the raisa. So again, the first question was, how many hears are even an nisr do you have to, you cannot cut? The answer is two. We pass him like the smag, like the scepter, the machloikis, we pass him two. Next shayla. How high does your payah start? Again, your payah, we'll get to hello, but how high does it start? The best we have a gemara, makas, afof, and bayah, the gemara that says, Ezus, like roisha, where's the end of your head? Zeha mashvat, sidov, lachur, ozne, lepapit, chosoi. Someone who makes equals, sidov is his temple, between his pat chosoi, his forehead, lachur, ozne, behind his ear. That's the words. Again, the Gemara says, you have a temple over here, you want to make even from your forehead to the Oznoi, you're over, and this is the Raisa, Loisa Kifu. The Pasha is what that means. Let's take first the front over here. Pasha is, they bring down the Yad Katana. Yad Katana explains, some people have gross of wrinkles, some have low wrinkles, some people go bald, whatever, have higher hairlines. The Pasha is the Yad Katana, the place can bring it down, is that wherever your hairline is, that how high, from there is where the point is. That means, my head's not that good, you'll see the two sheets, but the highest point over here is the front of it, where from this point, it can be really where your pace is. Lacher Oznoi, what does that mean? Lacher Oznoi, again, you have to be mashed dove from Padchosa, your forehead, to Lacher Oznoi. The way how they, someone said the Chazmish holds, Babowski says the Rakhamnetsky holds, means the highest point behind your ear, that there's nothing there, that is also the place la'achol oznai, to make it sharp, make it even, to make a straight line, make a din without the arizal or someone making a circle, make a din, you take and make a line from the front till over here, maiso, that's going to be the pace in the top section, that's the top. Now if you say that the alocha make a din, you got a big problem. Even take the picture where the first mamish did, even this person, Liza, he is missing his top. The imam, he cut down. He went. We're another picture. It's very cool. What he got? He has a line there. The imam is missing the front over here. He's missing the front over here. And he did imam even this. Possibly, he calls front to left. Katinim have a problem. If you go to this mahalach that the signs put up around for the main yeshiva, again for the main yeshiva, no big deal. None of us take zeros. None of us shave off our head with any problem. So if we take a zero, the yeshiva is not a problem. So the yeshiva pub signs, where's it from? From over here, told behind the ear, and we have no problem anyway, because even we never take zeros. To say the second side, another malach understand this.
What's the minimum number?
We'll get to the numbers, we'll get to the winner. First, so again, it comes out that that's one way to learn, and again, if you go around the street block and the signs, they print and all the yeshiva print, that's the malach on top. Tell us anything just to make it clear. The Netzach Gavriel, he has a sefer on Pesach, he has about a little bit about shaving. So there he also brings down, what is the Mahalach? You have a copy of it over here. He says, again, my head's not that good. Anyways, take Lewin's head, there are, it makes a V, goes down, right? You see it goes like a V over there. So when the Yad Katana says, Yad Katana writes very simple, he says it juts out and goes down. My question is, what's the Yad Katana mean? Does it mean the center on top, or the V that's going down? Which one is it? There's two things there. The way Netzach Gavriel writes, it's the lower section over there. The lower section. And he says, and he writes, and he has a picture, he says, the lower section where the front is. That's Aleph. Then also says Netzach Gavriel, and Betzim Peg Aleph himself, he writes, Farichas, it's about 5 pages, saying, if anyone says it's behind the ear on top, it's Mamash mistake, Omar, it's not even a Chazmish. He says, the Aleph is your temple. Your temple's in front of the ear. In front of the ear. That means the point is not the middle and over here the signs are, or they put up, it's in front of the ear, because anything behind the ear, you must la'achri osnei, la'achri osnei, until the ear, anything behind your ear, there's no problem. To make it even to behind your ear, which means, who's the highest, which is the highest point behind the ear? Till your ear, behind your ear, exactly your ear, but your temple stops, The metzias is stov. The metzias is a stov. This bone, metzias stops by your ear, and the mice says until your ear, and then once it's in the middle of your ear, isn't the side touching the word? That's what you want to say. Behind your ear, right? The highest? No, where's the highest point? Where's the highest point?
If you make them straight, you're going to end up. You end up going up from the highest point.
No, why?
You stop in the lowest point
over
here.
You stop where your ear is until your ear, yeah, whatever is even to your ear. Make it even.
That would be a circle. That would go.
Make a line. What? Oh, it's fine. It's straight down. Why like that? Any below that anyway, again, we're still getting the whole thing below that to see next. Doesn't count anyway.
If you put a string from your muckum still in rent,
okay?
Right.
You're
gonna go to the highest point.
You're going even higher.
Mike,
where's
the stuff?
Make it a Erecha circle. We'll make it a complete perfect circle. I don't know. The highest point, the middle of the ear. The middle of the ear. The highest one is no here, that point. Middle of the ear. The highest point. This is the picture they put up in the shul. This is the picture they put up in the middle of the ear. He's coming to write against it. That's what he's talking about. There's no ma'amokhah. That's not your stuff anymore. That's in the middle of the ear. That's the ear bone. There's something to it. I mean, he said that's Peter's son. It's behind the ear. But that doesn't mean how far behind. Right. Till that point. No, it means till the ear. Anything behind that, it's not your stuff anymore. Again, I'm taking the second side. If we want, I'm page 45 to 49 here. It's 5 pages against it. He said, no sechaz in this either. The issue again, so the mice, if you go that mile, the mice see the Gvaldik. The mice, they go from the lower part to this part. What they do is the Vavav leaves over. So the mice, so it comes out again, the way that
they
keep it doing.
They do diagonal, they do square.
No. They have even more. If they go from the lower point, so this point, they have mamish no problem, which mamish they do.
The Lyle
Levo back. Oh, that's it. I'll hit the mitzvah, the Keli, the Arizal, the Milish.
But you just said they don't get the higher temple.
They don't get only higher. Only higher than Mamish don't get. They at least high. Again, there's a big section between the point. Look at that, right? The whole section there, right?
They
leave
the
a little bit. They leave a little above that, a little bit, but not all the way.
Right. So what do you do with that? Because there's a problem.
Again, I'm saying there are two shitas. Again, the high, there are two shitas. There's one mahalach out of Neshiva, put up the signs at least, is that we go from the top point until the middle of the ear. So Neshiva doesn't make any difference because we never use the number zero.
Right.
I've seen him when they do the Netagriel, when he himself writes this Netagriel on top, he takes the lower point to the front point. So the picture on top is Netagriel. He's a Barapak, he's a Fetisha, and the guy who wants to save is a guy from Monroe.
He's got more Mekul.
The more Mekul, right? And they have to. If not, they might have to assume they're right, so.
So he has an agenda
Kabbalah against us? No, he got a... not agenda.
He
has 5 pages to show these things. So again, where the high point is, the Gemara says, Mashra, the Patkosa, Lachurav. The only bayah I have with the Mahalas thing is the low point. The Gemara says, Patkosa. And you read the Yad Yudah, Bamish sounds the way. They're both coming the same Yad Yudah, this thing. Lachurav calling the Yad Yudah, Makim calling the Yad Yudah. Because he basically, he says, the where your winkle is. The bayah is again the most about chosoy where your forehead is. Going to vinkel. Right, the corner. The question is which corner you're talking about, this corner or that corner. Again, the most about chosoy is your forehead. But no, I mean the whole thing I think is your forehead, right? So Pasha, if that's holding your forehead, the mashri you make even, so I don't know why the song is lower down. I mean the more it sounds like machma pat chosoy lachor osna, it sounds like your whole entire forehead. So tough be maestro on the makima, but maestro that's not what Gabriel says, that's maestro benogim, have a chassidim, we have an yeshiva machma, because why not? Because we don't anyway take zeros. Fine, but that's the sign they put up. Right, there's not a guess. Not a guess. Fine, that's me, Tad, for Milo. Now, fine. Next thing again, what together me, Tad, the reason again we just said before, and how far inside, together, where the pace, we here is, posture stop. How over here in the back point, back part is Maisa Makloikis, Seika Locha says over here, and those will say it's the middle, Rebelski says that from Rebelski, and that's key to get in the middle. Against the Makloikis. Next, Chalik. How far is the fourth Chalik? How far down low does it go? How far low? The Maisa, we have a Yvonne the Suga, Rashi Maisa starts to win the Moyetas and Bays. So, So anything you're reading in Avkov or Chavalos, that's not Maitre Rashi, that's Rivon. Rivon is Rashi's son-in-law. That's what they call the Rivon. I see some place can call it Rashi. Then either they know, they're mixing it up, or they mean Lavdavko, but Maitre's Rivon. So come on, the Rivon says, where exactly is your place, Lamato? See, one Rivon he writes, Yisokin Echot, Lamato min oizin, below your ear, Mokash alechi atakni yoitim esparid. With alechi atakni, your lower jawbone goes out. Your lower jawbone goes out. Now those exact words the Mechabim says, Lamato min oizin, Mokash alechi atakni yoitim esparid. Lechi atakni goes out. Now, everyone has two jaws, top and bottom. Lamatim and oizim, you touch it literally, it sounds like below your ear, where your jawbone goes out, which your pants goes until here. What's till here? That means, if you want a picture,
the top of the oizim,
below your ear.
Your ear is over here, this is your jawbone,
partially goes over here.
Why, maybe?
Well, this solid, we'll get to the Malcolm. Now again, that's the Pasha of the Taichwood. Now yeah, that sounds like. Now, Maitre could tell me from Achleike, if you look more other Rishonim or Achoinim, looking, let's say, the Bakrom, Korban Aaron, and the Mizrachi, they say, what is the Ged of the Matim, what is the Ged of your pace? They say, very simple, make your cheshbon. Who has a beard? Men. Not women, not children. So go over to the kid, take it up, see what it is. That's part of your hair, anything below that is your walking. Then make a partial cheshbon, where is it? Basically, where your bone is, anything above that is your, anything where the kid, lower the kid's hair, is Maitre's walking. So those come along and say, it's simple, what is the getter? It's not over here, nothing to do with it. Mizrahi, and if that sounds like from the Bach and Coach Carbon Aaron, then go look at kids. Go look at kids, and then for the nose, for example, Megiddo was Oilam, he has a Moshe, Moshe says go look at kids, and only that, you want to say, even to Limut's close to the Oilam, that people seem to go even higher than the bone, because maybe when they're younger, the old personal hairline was maybe higher, it's maybe Echami, they knew it was a little bit higher, they go above the bone. Fine, that's Limut's close to Maisa. However, it comes out the moisture on the vote to go close from the shonim ready to go to get it postured where with kids have. That's the hair he had. Anything below that is walking. No bayah goes over here. The problem again is mechaber. What? Oh, so what is the rashi of mechaber? Right? Mechaber says is with tachs oidim with yoytim esparit. Where do those words? So b'etim, even the taisha's words. Well, he has in the sefer. He has four options before at least five options, even six options. How do you explain what those words mean? So first is the Stigo, they point out. So Yvonne, the Betz, and Mechab are also the same problem. But the with, there's a couple of problems. One, where's the Yaitin or Mespired? Where's the bone go out? You want to tell them the bone goes out, the whole jawbone goes out, the top of the jawbone. Why are you saying it's in the bottom? Yaitin Mespired is on top. It's Aleph. That's some. It's Yaitin Mespired, on top. Why do you think it's over here? That's some. Let's get to them. We'll get to. Or take the words of the Rivon himself. Rivon writes, and the Rashi before, and he writes it twice. Where is it? Where you have the? He says when you have the saris on top, the saris on bottom. Uchuber is dumazum mitzad oizen by the side of the ear. Where melfonim in front of the ear. Mamakum shloiz in temple. We call the temple. Now everyone agrees, the temple ends by the bone over here, top of the bone. Anything from the bone of onwards is your jawbone. Your temple ends by your jawbone. So Rivon writes, the Rivon right before and says, you know where your pay is? Your pay is where you hit your jawbone where the temple is. Next Rivon says, where did Yaitim Aspire attack the Oizen? What is Eitel Oizen? By your jawbone, one thing over here. Rivon Dachov Alpha is the same exact thing. Dachov Alpha writes, where is it? He points to, he says, Moksha Prok Mischabrim, where by Tzedoyim, by your temple. And then the Rivon, next Rivon says, where is it? It's Tachta Oizen, Moksha Lachi Tachta Yaitim Misham. Mamash Mysteri, one line after another line, one line after another line, what exactly the words mean. So one malach, how those want to explain, means taksa oizen, meaning yeah, the top part of the ear, and the low, and the taksa oizen means by your ear hole is. That's taksa oizen. Therefore, why? Taksa oizen, where your hole of the ear is, and that's where your joint is, exactly. The hole of the ear, the taksa oizen, where you have
the top.
Top of the hole, yeah. Where the hole is, and that's equal to the where the lower jawbone is, and the Yaitim is barren. That's where your temple ends. Therefore, the Eretzi won't say that, or Raz doesn't pay Piyim at 6 about the verse that don't pay. So he writes about paying, so the pump to the Vada Samalach, he goes, the verse don't pay. He has one of the verse don't pay, shaving a job too high, because mine's what's the point. My mind is in the right. So then he said, the pump said, what's Taichwa's the Machaba? Taichwa's the Machaba, Lechi Etach, the Yoytim Asparad, is where, it means where the hole is, where it's even. And they have numerous rayas this mahalach. One raya is mechaber itself. Mechaber itself alf right. Makim chibur lelechi, which next to the lechi to the sheet. The meisa is over here, Beshem. What?
That hole, the whole ear hole.
No, the top of the ear hole.
It
is? No, the ear hole. Where the hole is, the hole itself. Hole itself.
That's the lower than my bone.
Exactly. It should be where the bone is.
The
hole. The hole should be where the bone is.
The hole.
Well, Beshem, you take out a Torah. The Torah writes very clearly. He writes very interesting. He quotes Rashi. So Rashi says with mechuber the tadav to yelachi. That's the words of the Torah. Come on, base Yosef. What Rashi? Pashu Rashi in Shmuel. Come on, base Yosef. Rashi in Makas Afafalas and Afaf. Come on, Rashi says that's not true. The Meister base Yosef is telling you, I'm teaching my own words. My own words are saying the Torah is saying where it connects your temple to your cheekbone, which everyone agrees is over here. Come on, base Yosef says what's that? That's the Rivon. Preacher says, well, he told him it's not the Rivon. The Mechaber teaching his own words is saying, this is the Rivon. Find the other writers bring to it, they look in the call place, says the same thing, or they have other writers. But Maisa, the one Mahalach of Eklor, and the Chenog and Harbig people, they gather according to Mechaber, which is what happened with the Pleiskim, Gemma, Shabu, and others, being done together, the Yetzim Esparit is by the bone. That's one Chelik Tzva Yisrael.
Why is that?
You have lower joke on the top joke one. It starts over there. That's, it's all connected, one big bone. If you have a picture, it's one big, turn the page, it's one big bone. The whole thing, the bone goes down and out. What? It sticks out, though, except there's a problem, the first is a bone over here. You have a bone there, you feel the bone. No, no, yeah, you feel it there, there's a bone right there. Open, close, you feel the bone going up and down. The pasch is not only it's at the bone, it's dropping, it's right at the bone. I mean, people think it's at the bone. The jaw bone is not the chelik. The chelik where it connects. It connects where the temple connects the lower jaw bone. That means the bone itself is etzem mutter. The bone itself is etzem mutter. It's where it connects to each other. But the bone itself is etzem, it's the lower jaw bone already. Now, that's one malach that's down the mechaber. This is mentioned to the other malach where the other sheetahs come from. The way how. Again, this core that could be that pshat mechaber, and the core that are those that goes by the kid, which that's the same thing. If it goes to Mizrahi or Pashto the Ritz, that way goes by the kid, it won't be a problem. Ritz is also very close. Ritz in the sugya, but he says being done the better kabayas. He says also the point is over here, which better is nocharaya. The better kabayas, right? The Ritz always comes. Beis always comes along, being done machlokes showing him. Over here, Beis Yosef going down no machlokes showing him. Being done the Ritz that says over here, being done Rashi also, and he says no machlokes. Pashto is the same thing. So whether Beis Yosef is standing in the same exact malach. That's Pashas, that's right, but it says it in itself. But a second sheet is the way how the Chadnus understands it. The being down, the Chadnus says it's Lamatim no Ezen, where the ear is connected, not counting the aliyah of the ear. As the Maisa, it's Lamatim no Ezen means at this point. Another Malach is. Oh, so the Maisa, the bone is a circle over there, and when the circle is.
Middle circle.
That's the Lamatim no Ezen, where the ear is connected. Now the Maisa. No, it's mamish exactly where the ear is connected. Take out the science, which you'll see, it's where the ear is connected. The mice is being blocked, there's another bone that's blocking it, you don't feel it. You don't feel it, but the circle, you don't feel the circle, you don't feel an empty hole there. Right? You don't feel a hole there? The mice is being blocked by another bone. No, take out the science books, they're being down. That's another way. Then Mayoshi Mayarik says, it's where the matim noiza means where your lifting part, the matim noizen is over here. The what? This side over here, the bottom part, not where they connect, over here. Nochamalach they bring down from Yashiv, it means with the aliyah, with the tail itself. They come out better, we come out of the five sheets, what the mechaber means. Before we get to other Rishon, in the mechaber, in the Rivon, if either the hole itself, the
chayin
ogim
hayom,
the canal itself, is equal to where mamash connects to connect touching the lower jawbone, not the jawbone itself, but connecting the stuff, the temple. That's one option. The second option is the Imre Yosha says where you have over here the emptiness. That's the matmanoizen. A third third mahalach is chaznish that says where it is connected.
Like
no. What?
Could be the same.
Right. That could be. A fourth malach is counting the aliyah, that's Rabbi Yashiv. The fifth malach, nothing period, nothing attached, it says it's all the way down over here. Those are five. Nothing attached. See the shirt? Nothing period, lives in Bay Rock, I think. I don't know. Maestro, nothing period. Maestro, he brings down over near the picture, he writes four, right? Aleph, Bez, Gimel, Dalet, but the
Maestro is
the fifth malach. Those are five malach from Shad and Chaber. But that's what I said, that's the last one. That's the Dalet. See the page before? Nothing period. Nothing period. Paskin, that's all the way down to there.
Have you ever seen anybody that has
Bezlin?
The real person. Yeah.
So fine. Again, we have five sheeters of what the Mechaber Riva means. Now, the other Rishon Maklor, the Ritva's Klor is over here, and the back of Aaron saying Klor over here, and the other Rishon Maklor over here. The problem is the Mechaber, which is a place coming down, Yotim is Paris, Maisa, but the newest place coming down, Mechaber means over here, again, from Moshe to Ham, and earlier, there are three and others earlier, the Vyatim, with the Kloisberger, and the Maisa doesn't want to say it's further down. Maisa, again, the Be'ikab stack seems to be, it's over here, and the Maisa, the Yeshiva, you seem to go a little bit longer. Which one exactly? And we ask what exactly you do.
Yeah.
Fine, that's Lamaisa when you go down. Next chiluk. How far out do you go? Now it really depends. If you go by the bone, it doesn't go out and stop. Lamaisa, if you go down to Rivon, Lamaisa can make food all the way around, you get Valdik, and we have a wonderful time. Now, even though if you go down until like a Biyashiv to the below where you're counting your earlobe, Lamaisa, how far out do you go? So the Peres Kaloko, again, he's very stark about it. He says this Taisha words. The stav is your temple. Your temple ends by your eye socket. Once your eye socket, it's not your stav anymore.
Yeah,
no, so the real
is not your stav anyway.
No, so it has to be even to it, right? So you want to say you can't. Those who want to be machmen, it's your cheekbone, that's correct. But those who are saying you have to go down to there, I mean, you're going past your stav. And those who go with your stav, it stops over here. That's the Rishon Maklor, fine. But if you want to be going down like we want, they say that's Mechaber Shittah. That means you're going past the stav. But how far after you go, you want the tiny of the mice, the stuff ends by your eye socket. Your eye socket's over here. So he doesn't make it, he has common pages and writes to it, writes through it, tiny, he has one after another. One tiny goes by your eye socket. Now you can maybe argue, Don, you have a whole week to learn the circle. But mice, he says that Vada gets only to your eye socket and you make a line straight down, the Vada is no problem. The Rapila, the Kaladari, that's his mahalaf, no one wants to argue on him. He wants to say, if you go to Yvonne or any shit you want to go down, a Vada only goes to your eye socket, and your eye socket can make a line down. Now, where in your eye socket is the front, or this way, you know, you can argue a point where your eye socket starts exactly how it goes down. But mice, he has a line over there, he says it goes down from your side, and he says there's no point to the boots. That far out, a lot of maybe a little bit, you know, make your boots. But not, no, yeah, no, because you know, a little bit.
People have face on the cheek.
Yeah.
No,
that's like the making. That's how far out. Climb it. The six things, again, we went through basically five things. The boots? No, if you go by, like a Moshe, it doesn't even start the whole entire thing. Kids don't go out. You go like a Moshe upon the whole thing's a joke.
You
go
out, piece of also the middle piece.
So yeah,
if you go
out
to
Moshe, there should be until your eye socket.
To
like, where the socket. So you keep going, you're pointing to your eye, not your eyes, the eye socket. Which is now we'll get to the other malach, which Rebekah won't like, which we'll get to, we'll see, we're not so much of a problem. Fine. You're making my call against me, I know I'm ready. Fine. Next. Fine, that was five chalot we went through. The sixth chalik is how long do your ears have to be? How long do your ears have to be? Now, first, start off. Your pace, let's say, go down to Rivon. So you have to have your pace, you can't cut them down to Rivon. So, Vav makes sense. Some people down like a chuva. Anyone says that, it's now it's ridiculous. A Vav doesn't have to be that long down. I mean, it's not going over here, it's not going all the way down. A Vav, you can cut it. That's bullshit. Call it and agree to allow to call it. Now, there's in his Zekel and Veyu and Hedim Mitzvah and the reason of the Chulm, but Mikadin we're discussing over here. Mikadin, Avada, you can let it, you can cut it. A question of how close can you cut it to your face? So, first, we have by the case, by your face, the Gemara says very clearly, I don't think it's Osir, it's Tar, which from Kain Tar is most of the Gemara is a Potsik, like we have a Kiluach and we have a Ashkosma, and therefore by your face, Alok is what? Is Tar. Now, first, we have three things in the Spiraim, the scissors. The Mishraim Ka'im Tar, and the Tar. Before we're going to define it, first those are three levels. Again, very clear, and the degrees are three levels, Mishraim, Mishraim Ka'im Tar, and Tar. Now you face what's a locho, the call a locho, not call, but the Ika, we pass on a locho, and you pass on the ghetto, we have Tar. What about your face? The ghetto Tar, or Ka'im Tar, come on, the Rambam. The Rambam says the ghetto is, we have a hekesh from your face to your head. Just like by Noshim, the ghetto is by Noshim. They have a lot of shave because they have no tar over there. Therefore, also they have no Isra Lo Sakifu, the hekesh, as the Rambam, we have the same hekesh from one to another. Over here is tar, over here is tar. Rambam Kalmoni says over here is tar. So a Rambam, if you look at Beis Kalach, he quotes another 15 Rishonim that way. The 16 Rishonim goes to the Rambam's Mahalach, it says get over here is tar. Aleph. Atel Hasheni, the Rosh says, the Gemara, he wants to be back to the words of the Gemara, and other Makoris, the Sefer, he wants Taino over here, the Gedder is tar. The Gemara make a Joshua specifically by the your face. However, your face, the Gedder is Mitzpurayim Kain tar. To make it clear, first Kalocha quotes 15 Rishonim like him, so you got 16 verse 16, very clear. Is it tar or is Mitzpurayim Kain tar? Machlokes Rishonim. Come along the Mechaber, meaning the Dam in Sif Gimel. He says, Eine Chayiv El Vatar. First thought of the Mahalach of the Rambam, the Gedder is tar. The Yesh Oisim Mitzrayim Ke'en Tar, and those say Mitzrayim Ke'en Tar, the Rosh of the Ema and all the 15 Rishonim, the Yesh Lachush L'Devarah, you have to be Choshish for the Shito. And therefore the Mishra Brua and all the Mishra and Mishra Nalaf comes down, says you have to be Choshish, and Pashu, we're Choshish for the Gedder Mitzrayim Ke'en Tar. The verse that comes out, the Choshish Rishonim, is the Tar Mitzrayim Ke'en Tar, Machab brings down two days, and or for Yesh Lachush Mechadkilo, Chaynoigim Avadu Choshish Mitzrayim Ke'en Tar. Aleph. Fine. Next thing, what is Mitzrayim Ke'en Tar? What does that mean? So, say two mahalchim. First mahalch, the words of Tosfos in Nozer and Daf Lamedtes and Daf Mem, he says the get of Tar in the stand is where you oik the root, take a razor, and you shave with it about it even
if. According to the Mishnah in the Sefer, the roots are like four ladles defined under your epidermis, which means that there's no way unless you do surgery, the razor's not.
So the way how they explain it, it makes it, it doesn't get the different level, over the root. You get part of it, you get underneath the skin. So why it makes the hair taunt, and therefore when he cuts it, root, about it, if he, no, if he gets the whole entire root, no, if he gets the whole entire root, it won't go back. The body's not getting the whole entire root. The root, what it means, you're getting something underneath the skin. That's part of the root, not the whole root, the whole root, you can't go back. About time I get part of the root. Part of the root, again, passing something underneath the skin is still considered the root.
Or
do you mean getting root? Now, Kamal Taisus, the word of Taisus is, go with one Mahalach, please, in Taisus. The words are, Sh'oiker asar me'ikoroi umashus minashoris ke'en tar. Mitzrayim ke'en tar, when you oiker the sar from the ikor, and you mashus l'shoris. That means something that's passing something like underneath the skin. Umashkus min ha-shoresh. Can you tell me above the skin of the shoresh?
No, it's way down.
What, at the skin? Oh, no. No, you're saying even more of a kula. Mitzrayim ke'en tar. The word of Tosfos is, another Tosfos, not them, another.
How does it possibly go
under the skin? Shoresh means under the skin.
How does the tar go under your skin?
So, if you explain it, you take your razor, no, and it makes your hair taunt, and therefore it pulls it a little bit out. Like a lifted cut says it pulls it out from underneath. Similar idea. We'll get to this at the end of the week. But pulls it out from the skin. They want to say the razor does a similar job. Therefore, people say lifting cuts are doing almost as good as the razor, right? They're going to say razor does a better job. When you lift the cuts, lifting it, taking it out from underneath the skin. It makes it taunt. And therefore, it somehow breaks it. It somehow makes it when you touch it afterwards, you won't feel it. That means they're getting a job underneath the skin.
But
he's
asking
how to check. How to check? Lamaise, again, instead of lifting cut does it? Lifting cut pulls it out somehow. And Lamaise, but a razor, yes, any guy, a guy will tell you a razor does a better job. That means somehow a razor is doing a better job. Well, again, the words of Tosfos again. Before we get to Matthias, let's first get the sheeters. We'll get to Matthias. Once again, the sheet is again. Tosfos very clear as mashlum in the shoyus. Not Tosfos Daf Mem. He writes what ke'en tar shoyker asar a mashlus meikoroi. Shoyker hashar a mashlus mashchita me asar mashchita meikoroi. You mashlus from its root.
That's not true.
Shoyker asar meikoroi mashlum in the shoyus ke'en tar. The words, if you want, the Rosh on Daf Mem says what. You remove kol asar, remove the whole entire here. So what Malach sounds like, remove the whole entire here among the Rishonim. Come among the Prisha, the Prisha of the words are very clear. Even the Machlim don't know what to do the Prisha. Prisha writes, kol asar ad shecholok yil asapar batar. So it's smooth like a tar. What together, Mr. M. Kain tar is as smooth as a tar. And we have a problem here. If tar is smooth and Mr. M. Kain tar is smooth, what the difference is? But first, let's get the tight words. Mr. M. Kain tar, it says the Prisho, it's as smooth like a tar. The words of the Chochmas Odim, is what some of the baser of loy mishayer klum, leave over nothing. The word to kitchen on earth, the loy mishayer klum, you leave over nothing.
This is
Sam Kainta. Sam Kainta. Loy mishayer klum. This is that.
It works like a it makes sense.
Yeah, right. And the words of the Bialocha, same words. Just read the words of Bialocha. Bialocha says, Nalapi will amavi the payers at stomach of the star mamish the in mashine cloud will leave over nothing. We'll have to leave over a kaponim ksasim neksas. That ksasim neksas, you leave over a drop that's the center. Now, Pasha sounds like, again, a tower, you feel nothing there. It's for aim cane tower. Also, the only way to, if you already have legal like sas and neksas, that's mutter by your payers. That's again, that's Pasha one mahalach. Now, those who want to say that aim mishai, or leave it, Pasha words of loy mishai, klo means leave over nothing. That's the promise for aim cane tower to do the same mahalach of tower. Now, the bayah is what's in between time is for aim cane tower. So we'll say now two mahalach, you get two more by riches, and come 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 and Tari is below the skin level, the Mitzrayim King Tari is at the skin level, and the Mitzrayim is above the skin level. That's one mahalach, which you'll see among our place can go that way. A second mahalach, how Moshe goes, is Mitzrayim King Tari Tari both are destroyed the Sherish. However, Tari is done with a razor action with one blade. Mitzrayim King Tari is done with a scissor action with two blades. We can cut through pressure and not through the sharpness of the blade. Those are two ways, for now, it might be third way later on. No, we'll get to him with the razors and shavers at the end of the week, but as Hashem negate to us and pay us, the way to machalik between
it. There's no difference.
The shell is how do you cut it? Again, a Moshe Malach is a scissor cut, a razor cut. No, don't say that. No. Fine. So again, there's a razor cut and a scissor cut. If the Moshe Malach from Haim's cut is one's at the skin level, one's below the skin level. Fine. Now again, so it comes up as one mahalach that you want to cut your payas was again. And Mishabur says loy mishayik kumi levenista and for sprayim ke ein tar. However, you mishayik tsas neksas, you feel anything, the pasha will be mutter. The second side, that's the side of the again from Tosfos and Rosh. That's one mahalach. Second mahalach, what the word sprayim ke ein tar means. Sprayim ke ein tar comes from the Rambam in Moshe and Parakei. He writes based upon the Mishnah in the Nidah. The Mishnah Nidah discusses how big are tar to be tar. He says that three sheets of the Mishnah, the way Paskin is lochav roishel ikloi. You bend over the front of it till it's ikker. You have to grab onto something, or you grab one with your nails. Again, whatever the Mishnah has to be malchim. You have to lochav roishel ikloi. That's the way the Rambam, the Rivosh, the Miri say the getter of the Sperm King Tar is not. You leave over nothing. A drop more than nothing is mutter. The getter leave over nothing is still a drop more than nothing is still living into the raisa. You have to leave over how much? Lock of Roshim Ikaroi. And that might be looking at some cipher and Shuva. You seem to say that way by payers, keep egg and Shuva that base. They seem to say that Pikeret, the Gedda by payers is what? Is Lock of Roshim Ikaroi. Now the truth is, the Rambam is not by payers, the Rambam is weird by Nozir. Came along with some cipher and Kivagin, they put it by payers. And why they do the fork? The Rambam by payers holds is not Mishraim Kain Tar, he holds a Tar. Not Tar, he holds a Mishraim Kain. They're taking. That's what they did. They took the Rambam by Nozer and said his Gedim Mitzrayim Kain Tar is what? Is Loch of Roshim Ikaroi anything less than even this in the rice? And they put it by Payas.
What's the thing?
What?
What's the
thing? Some by Nozer, how much he, by Shame, by his case, by Ashkosa, by his case. By Nozer, Loch of Roshim Ikaroi even this in the rice, so, because that's Mitzrayim Kain Tar, they took it by Payas. Now, first, what's Loch of Roshim Ikaroi? Let's make it into numbers, make it practical. It's not allowed to. You're not allowed to just.
You're not allowed to cut it through the
time either. No, the scribe came tag. Now first, in the Messias, what that is, let's take next level. The Sram Kain Tar, what is Locha Roshim Meikori? What do the words mean, Taish words? The first in the Shaver, people get number ones, number twos, number threes. What that means, first, you go to Tzion, I'll tell you, she explained it to me. The number one is better than 3 millimeters. Number two is 6, and number three is 9. I mean, some machines, it depends what machine you have, some say 3, 6, and 9, it's really 1, 2, and 3. I means again, so 1 is 3 mil. Now, first, the 10 millimeters is a centimeter. A centimeter is 2.2 of an inch. Fine? We got the numbers. Fine. So now, right? I think so.
What's 5?
1 centimeter, 2.2 centimeters is 1 inch.
2.5?
2.5? Okay, 2.5. 4 or 5. So it comes out a millimeter. A millimeter is a tenth of a centimeter. Now the shell is what's lucky roshi me karoi. What is that? Is it, how many millimeters is it? Come along with Stromach, he writes maybe it's a 1, maybe it's 2 millimeters. Or it's a bottom, so maybe it's 1. The Galachim Mitzvah writes before it's a 1. Those ones say maybe it's a 4. Some ones say maybe a little more than a 3. The thing is, they go around the books now. Lishkoi Tidushu, he made a whole picture of it. He put them up on all the barber stores. And he said, get a color day, it has to be 5 millimeters. Get color day, it's 5 millimeters. 5 millimeters, that's what they say, get a 2. A 2 is really 6 millimeters. Get kola day, and let's go to the tissue. So let's get a number 2 by year over here by pay. No, it should be the same thing. Either go 1, 2, 3, or they go 3, 6, and 9. That's how they go.
I'll
tell you how many millimeters. Either gets 1, 2, 3, or 3, 6, and 9. That's just what they go with.
Some of the different.
That's how to. That's far they go machine.
Every
now,
machine could be made different.
So let's take again your payas over here. Now, nearly Shana Mishibura, Mishibura is a Loibashai Klum. You go on with the rush, well, off his passing away, where's the top of the other kitzer? If you take your any shaver over here, any hair clipper, you might see you always feel it afterwards. You see it, go to your face, you always feel it afterwards. Going to Mishibura shouldn't be a problem. Now, I know I had 2 people made my phone against me already. From Rabbi Yitzchak over here to Shragi, they told me that that's not true. How they know? Because they're covered away from the mamas. Fine, the maestro, you go to the circle, maestro to be aloha. I mean, from the childhood, they always do that way. That as I is, both of them had no lies against me, but maestro is worth it. Mamashaikum, he's nothing. Mamashaikum, he's a ksas and ksas. Ksas and ksas. Now, he showed me a safer that means loha roshi mikoro, which is maestro, is not true. Mishmur does not mean that you have to have a 5 millimeters. This portion doesn't mean that. He has no mind. He won't say the geta means as long as he sees it. I don't know where that came from. Maestro depends really how dark your hair is. You hear dark, you see it. You know, it's not dark, it's blind, you don't see it. I don't even know the word seeing even means. Depends. If you have a dark hair, it means, yeah, it's light. I don't know what that means. You can deal with him afterwards, discuss with him. Fine. Maestro, again, the geta, the Mishmur says, as long as you feel the maestro, be no problem. That means that people will go around saying, yeah, there are 2 over here. The Mishmur is not so. El might have been choshu, something
like that.
Anything that you feel anything, any hair clipper, any.
How do I
get
a chester
right? What's that? If you do less than chester right, you have a chester right. No, he said chester right,
he's
talking about Altiram, how many have you left over?
How many?
He has a rap, he means chester right. No, David Shai 12, this is not the right, he means Altiram. Altiram, he left over 40 years or 4 years. That's what he means. That's what he means. Doesn't mean it. Fine, Lamai, if you want to be Machba, you have to understand when you're being Machba what you're doing. You're taking the Rambam by Nozer together with the Rosh. If you make a Cheshbon, Poshit, you, according to the Rosh, the Gedder is going by Shai Kum. The Rosh is any here is going to be Motor. Take the Rambam by Nozer, which holds Tara, according to the Rambam's Motor over here also. Come on, the Rambam over here holds nothing over here as Motor. According to the Rosh, nothing over here as Motor. Take the Rambam and put it to the Rosh sheet to be Machba to make a 2 over here, which the not just they work out all the Rishonim, but the Machmir, the pictures that go out, say you have to have a number 2, you take the Rambam, which he holds Tau, which is Motu also. Putting it by the Rosh, which he holds that nothing we have Motu. The Flex Echel Kumar, you know, they did that. Against the Mishabura, that's 2. A third point over here, a third point is the Maisa. According to Rishonim, Maisa says the 1's enough. A fourth point over here, you have always the Rambam, the Rambam says how much. We go 4 years or 40 years. 3 millimeters. Well, the fourth point is, according to the Rambam, leaving a 4 here and a 40 is also the same as Mutavat Chilo. So, kind of, those who say you have to do a 2, you're going against the Mishabu and the Paliskim. Is it going against, taking the Rambam, which the Rambam holds Mutri, taking the Rambam into the Rosh, the Rambam holds the Metzimit of Tar. You're going against Pashtis, and the Rosh Tivach, who says one who will write to say it's 2. You're going against the Mahalach, the Rambam, which says 4 and 40. Fine, 100 says Shri Machmut of the Barakhu. One time that's a Locha, nearly no Yesh Cholfim. What? No, how do you feel it? I think you feel it fast. Again, Mr. Blue says, Loy Mishaya Kum. What?
Any trimmer, you feel empty. I
don't
know what the
problem
is.
Right. That's the next step.
No, you can't use it.
That's
the favor you can't use.
Really?
You can't use it.
Right. And Agav, those. And Agav, those. And we have a Kremel. And Agav, have a Kremel. Anyone who shaves over here and gets the 2 over here is ridiculous. To see him there,
Right. Fine, but
the master all the Americans is shaved over here to do a two over here. This plus music. This doesn't add up.
Why?
Because you're shaving over here, you hold. That means this is nothing. This is also.
Okay.
It's here. You have nothing.
Same way to shave over here. Shave over here.
No, you have a master except for Mikdash.
Can't shave.
Can't shave over here because you have to have a master. You have to feel something.
I think you should leave. If you hold two over here, you hold
any
hair
club of Maestro. I went to him Nachum and I asked him Nachum here, expect me Maestro. Does any hair club of Maestro to the Seder? You feel something. I went to him Nachum, he told me, yeah, fine. Why do you feel something? Any hair club of Nachum, I thought it would be Maestro. Nachum, he told me, why do you any hair club? You feel something. What's the shiver?
Saying, well, you should use a trimmer. You should use a trimmer here and here?
Both places.
Yes, me? No, we'll get the pay at the end of the week.
What are you saying the seer is? I want to understand.
Well, we're saying over here you use a shaver. I mean, basically we're saying, what is that? That's gather of tire. Tire is mutter. I mean, the cracking tire is nothing. I mean, a drop more than that is mutter over here. If you're saying you use a shaver here and you feel nothing, I mean, a drop more than that is mutter. Fine, let's decide, again, we're looking at the six different levels, how high up you get over here, how low down, either the hole over here, how far out, the mice until your eye socket, how far in the mice the ear or in the middle, how many hairs the mice are 2 or 40, and how long the mice are, according to Mishabur, Lam Shaikom, again, and Mavarda, Machmut of Lebrofa, to get a 2 over here, the mice, because that's not Lam Shaikom. Fine, two other points again to pay is also, what about can you pull out the hair, Klisha? Mice are water shadow, because the mice by your face, and Vada Smotling Moore says, Master Kilor. Mice over here we call the friend chain tire. So mice come along there and said to do a cliche pull out of mice's ulcer. Also. And therefore they have a problem. Kivegan wants to know how can you call me payers? Mice is secretion for cliche. So mice the minigs of Kashubi Yamasan. So you see the minigs of mice is mutter, but even though
every mice is secretion.
Whatever it means by Shabbos or by Noz, the Gemara calls calling it a secretion, means the same secretion over here. Same exact thing. That's the cash that they ask you. So Maitre Samtoga and Dolph, Minigam Lost and Abdullah, Maitre is Mutter. Maitre, we do comb it, no problem. The Maitre by combing and Maitre Maitre, and I'm the Samtoga that's driving down by Riches, why exactly why? Better Shem, and then we can go to the end of pay about the shaving, exactly how, what the sheets are, because three sheets is
welcome.
See you.